Welcome to On OC, the news podcast from Voice of OC, Orange County, California's only nonprofit newsroom. I'm Susan Vallett, podcast producer for Voice of OC. Today's episode is part of a special series on elections in Orange County, so we hope you enjoy Feet to the Fire.
I'm Norberto Santana Jr., publisher for The Voice of OC, and welcome to the inaugural podcast for Feet to the Fire. With me is Barbara Venezia, columnist for The Daily Pilot here in Newport Beach, and John Canales, executive editor for The Times Community News Division. John and Barbara, you started this concept of Feet to the Fire. What year was it?
2010. John called me up and said, you know, we want to talk about doing a forum where the journalists, the people who know these candidates the best in all these local races, actually ask them tough questions. And he said, while we were sitting there for lunch, you know, I want to hold their feet to the fire. And I'm like, that's the name. And so we branded it Feet to the Fire. And here we are all these campaign seasons later, doing a very, very important Feet to the Fire campaign in 2018, I think, impacting our local races in Costa Mesa and Newport, but also countywide and statewide.
John, what was your hope for Feet to the Fire?
Well, I think the initial hope was to not be boring. And, you know, we had covered as journalists many of these forums where politicians kind of wear suits and ties and dress clothes, and they stand at podiums and they kind of drone on about their records. And we didn't want to do that. What we wanted to do was set up sort of couches and chairs and create a casual sort of TV, like TV news show or news hour type atmosphere where everyone felt relaxed. And we thought that if they were more relaxed and kind of wearing jeans and just they would talk and they would be more candid.
It would be more like a talk show format is what we were, you know, we had in our concept. And as somebody who had run for office in 2006.
But you ran for
Newport Beach City Council. And I had to go to all these community forums. And then afterwards, when I became a columnist, I had to cover them. And basically, what they do in a lot of these community forums is they give the questions to the people beforehand, so it's very canned. The questions are very specific, so it's a lot of statistics. Or they sit in a line and everybody has to answer the same question. So by the time you get to the fourth or fifth person, you're like, kill me now. And so we thought if we could just have a conversation with people. People will say to me all the time, how do I prepare for Feet to the Fire if I'm a candidate? I said, bring an opinion. If you don't have an opinion, then you're in trouble. But I'm not going to ask you a specific statistical question. I want to know what your opinion is.
Right. Now, these things have gotten popular every year that we've done them. It seems like they've gotten more and more popular. People really like, I mean, I agree with both of you that as a reporter covering debates, it's got to be one of the most boring things to do because it's just listening to everybody's canned, lame, stale campaign speeches. And this process is truly punched through all of that. Or what do you hear from people? What do they like about
What Feet to the Fire brings to the table is not only the knowledge of the candidate and the issues, but it also brings personality. And a lot of times we've had in the past candidates who were extremely smart but lacked personality and a likability factor. And we saw that in the end in the race, they didn't win because of the likability factor. So that's where you see personality plus knowledge, and I think people are looking for a whole package. And then we make sure that there is an entertainment value to it. You never know what's going to happen. The conversations, I mean, we plan what we're going to say and ask these people, as you know, but then somebody will answer a question, and as reporters, well, it just naturally you want to ask something else. And so it's kind of a fluid situation, and I think people like watching that fluidity to it. And then, of course, we, you know, me in the red and black flame leather pants, that's become one of our trademarks.
And the occasional wig.
Yes, the occasional wig, that's true. So I think the flamboyance gives it a little bit of a humor
to
it.
Sure, sure. There's been a couple good brawls.
I certainly don't take myself too seriously, obviously. But I think the leather pants, I don't know. I'm not sure they're age appropriate at this point. But
Well, and another thing I think has really helped is experience. You know, I think we've done 13, 14 of these.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been that many.
And in the beginning, admittedly, it was a little bit chaotic. There was sort of this cacophony. Everyone's talking over each other. We had problems with the mics,
right.
You know, and once we got, you know, 5, 6, 7, now I guess about 12, 13 in, I feel like it's more, I don't know if professional is the right word.
No, I think it is, John.
But it flows better. And the voters really do get a chance to hear from all the candidates and see what they're like in a kind of unscripted environment.
I think that, you know, we've gradually grown up with Feet to the Fire, and the partnership with Orange Coast College and being in the Robert B. Moore Theater, because of their audio and video capacities, and we've always partnered with NBTV and CMTV. So we've brought the level of professionalism up so that when you watch it on the Channel 3s or when you watch it on YouTube, it looks like a very professional political talk show. And this year, the exciting news is we are going to be able to stream live.
Awesome.
And that is a very new thing for us, because so many people now are just watching it on their computers and their laptops and their smartphones. So being able to stream live is going to be very exciting for us.
So let's talk a little bit about what's on schedule for this year's Feet to the Fire. You know, unlike other years, we've kind of delved into different council campaigns.
We've done council campaigns, we've done assembly races. It was very difficult this year to choose. As you know, last year when we sat down to talk about it, we have so many requests to do Feet to the Fire all over the county. We will be doing the Newport Beach Council race.
Mm-hmm.
We will be doing a Costa Mesa Council race. And that same night, so we'll split it, we'll do Costa Mesa Council members, and then we're going to go into the mayor's race. First time, Costa Mesa is going to elect a mayor. And those will probably take place end of September, beginning of October. May 30th, we have a firm date at OCC for the 48th congressional race.
It's our first time doing a congressional race.
First time, yeah. Yeah.
And this year, I mean, the congressional races have blown up. I mean,
oh, yeah.
For the longest time in Orange County, congressional races were a snoozer. I mean, it was gerrymandered. You had well-funded incumbents. You had a weak Democratic Party. Didn't have much of a voter registration base. And over this last 10 years, that's all changed.
Yes.
The Democrats have pretty much evened up with the Republicans on voter registration. Two incumbents, so Ed Royce in the 39th congressional district, and Daryl Issa down in the 49th district, I think it is. He's announced that he's not running. Both of these people basically got, it seems to me, they got a little chicken. And they saw that they weren't going to have the soft run that they've had in other years.
Well,
and they just weren't into a fist fight.
See, I am a strong believer that there should be term limits. Because I think people stay too long in a job, and it's not to be critical to say you're doing a bad job. It's just that at some point you are stale, and it's time to give somebody else a chance and some new fresh ideas and some new energy into it. So I think, you know, those guys had served for a while, and it's fine.
This year,
it's going to be a really interesting thing. And I think what's very interesting this year is that the Voice of OC and the LA Times have collaborated, and the voters will be able to not only listen to podcasts where you guys are talking to the candidates in the different races, but you'll also be able to go online. Voice of OC has now the campaign pages,
right,
which I found very interesting when I looked at it, because I didn't know, you know, the voting records and the statistics about the district and the incumbents. So I think people are becoming more aware.
I think that's the biggest thing with that whole Feet to the Fire has been able to do, is if you want people to get connected to their politics and their government the same way they are to their sports teams and music and entertainment, is they need that information. So Feet to the Fire, it seems to me, again, it continues to get more and more popular because people are really craving, especially these days, to have their politicians unmasked, in a sense. I mean, they know that they're being handed these scripted outcomes and scripted debates. As unscripted as we were, I think that's been the biggest sort of thing that's excited people, is to see a candidate ask something that they weren't ready for, no?
Well, I think we're excellent reality TV.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a little unpolished, but that's also the point, you know, is to see people or to hear candidates without their talking points, you know, to try and throw them curveballs and see what they really think.
There you go. So again, we're going to have 3 dates this year.
Yes.
Barbara, can you remind us in general what we're looking at
May 30th,
where they're going to be at?
May 30th, 6 p.m., Robert B. Moore Theater, plenty of parking.
And that race?
That is going to be the congressional race.
Okay.
And then end of September, beginning of October, I will have those dates. So stay tuned to my column, The Daily Pilot, and Voice of OC will post it all there.
Awesome. And we'll keep up individual podcasts with candidates and some other recaps of races with Barbara, with John Canales, and myself. So stay tuned. This is the inaugural podcast for Feet to the Fire. We look forward to chatting with you again. Like us on iTunes. Let us know on Facebook what you like, who you'd like to see interviewed. Stay in touch.